Our next speaker is a founding member of Global Exchange and is probably well known to most of you as the former Green Party candidate for U.S. Senate. If you watch TV at all, you've seen her dragged off to jail several times recently. She's been very active on this issue, Medea Benjamin.
Well, anybody see Dianne Feinstein's latest comments? Well, she said there was a letter to the editor from her today in the Chronicle. She said she was misquoted because they had an article in which she said, basically, hey, guys, get over it. You're going to have to pay higher rates for this. And, you know, if there's one thing about politicians, they do from time to time have to get reelected. So she writes back this letter to the editor today saying, I really didn't say that. I said that we either have to deregulate or regulate, but we can't do this half-assed kind of in the middle stuff. You know, we deregulated, but we forgot to take the price caps off for the consumers. So either we do that or we go back to regulation. Well, hello, I mean, you were supposed to be a political leader. How about telling us which one you are for? anybody have a guess? Yeah, I think you have the same guess that I do. How many of you are really just mad as hell about what's going on with this energy crisis? I mean, really, really mad as hell. You know, like if it weren't for nonviolent being part of your, you know, 10 values of the Green Party, you'd really want to take somebody. They accused me of battering a police officer in Sacramento on Wednesday. We went up, a group of us, to lobby because the place in Sacramento is just swarming with these utility and generator company lobbyists. They're everywhere. In fact, they tell me they do shifts. They do four-hour shifts. They don't want to tire themselves out too much. And they really go on, I would say, probably, you know, 16 hours a day with these shifts. And here we are trying to get up there to counter this, and we can't get meetings. We can't get meetings with the governor, that's for sure. We've tried that for a long time. In fact, that's why I got hauled off for jail, because we went over and we said, we have been going for 2 weeks to you, faxing letters, writing, making nice phone calls. Todd, back there, you make a lot of phone calls to the governor, right? What do they say?
We'll get back to you,
yes. That tends to be the response, we'll get back to you. That's it. We'll give our back to you. Exactly. And so we went up to knock on the door to say, please let us in. We have a right to be let in. And I, you know, maybe moved over a police officer to try to get to the door, hauled off for battery against a police officer, spent 15 hours in jail. They didn't let me out till 5 in the morning. And one of my other cellmates said they heard them say, we're going to teach that little one a lesson. Well, the lesson is I am more mad than I have ever been in my entire life. In fact, I had to wait for sunrise until somebody was back in the governor's office after they let me out at 5 in the morning to go back to the governor's office and be there the very next day knocking on the door and say, how about meeting with us, the consumers, the environmental groups, the advocacy groups, the community activists, the people who are representing the poor people in the state who are getting really screwed by this crisis? How about meeting with us for a change? You have time all the time to meet with the CEOs of the companies. You meet with their lobbyists every day. In fact, their lobbyists are ones that are writing the bills in Sacramento right now. They're writing these bills. And we get their backs. That's right. And we know what is happening. This is all the way up. You know, who's your favorite villain in all of this? Just shout it out. Steve Pease, that's a good one. Anybody else?
Gray Davis,
that's a good one. Pete Wilson, you might as well throw in there, although he says he wants credit. Clinton, how about anybody going for George Bush? Yeah. I mean, we have an unbelievable array of forces against us in this. First, let's start from the top. While this is happening here in California, it is part of the agenda of privatization, deregulation, and corporate-led globalization. That is what this is all about. And why we are getting screwed, while we are getting screwed here in California, our trade representatives at the World Trade Organization are forcing other countries to privatize and deregulate their very utility systems, their energy systems. And they are saying, well, wait, look what's happening in California. And they say, that's the problem. They didn't totally deregulate. They let consumer prices have a cap on them. That's ridiculous. You got to lift those consumer prices. And then the market will take work its magic. And, of course, we know the magic of the marketplace, which is basically if you don't have money, you're screwed. And if you do, you can light up your 4,000-square-foot home and do whatever you want with it, right? So here they are telling people in the World Trade Organization, the rest of the countries around the world, because, of course, we also see that what PG&E, Southern California Edison, what did they do with the part of the profits that they have been taking in the last 4 years, the $5 billion each company, what did they do with it? They gave it back in dividends, and they went on the spending spree and bought generators from Italy to Indonesia as part of this globalization. Now, this is what we are fighting for on the global scale, which is why it is so important what we're doing right here in California, because the entire world is watching this experiment in California. And on the one side, we have the companies that are so much in bed with the politicians. I was at the inauguration of George Bush and snuck in, to the inaugural ball.
No.
Yeah. And what is the first big old sign you see when you walk into the inaugural ball?
Enron.
Huge sign of Enron, all kinds of stuff that Enron's given out, and all the cowboy hats that you can take with you. I mean, this is a party for these generators. This is a big, big party for them. Enron gave George Bush $550,000 for his campaign, $250,000 for the Republican Party, and $100,000 for the inauguration ball. They love this, because they know that George Bush is saying, solve the crisis in California by drilling in the Arctic refuge. As if the two had anything to do with each other. And of course, solve the crisis by lifting all these terrible environmental regulations that these pinko commie environmentalists have put into place, get rid of them. And we know if we work our way on down to these utility companies, they call them beleaguered companies in the paper. We are the ones who are beleaguered, excuse me. They are crooks. They are criminals. They belong behind bars. Extortion, racketeering, graft. They have so manipulated this system that it is unbelievable what they have gotten away with it, and they call it legal. That they can take the $10 billion in profits from the last 4 years from the utility companies and put it in to the parent company. And then it comes time when the utilities are having a bit of a problem. Where are the parents? Where's the money? It flows up and it can't flow down, excuse me. And they still have billions of dollars in assets, billions and billions of billions of dollars in assets. They have the money to bail themselves out. We demand that they bail themselves out, not us, the consumers. It is not our job to bail them out. And that's why we have to be mad as hell, because we know we are being screwed. And we know that it's the politicians in Sacramento who are going along with this. We put out a report just 2 days ago that showed that of the 119 politicians in Sacramento, that is in the Senate and in the Assembly, because there's one vacant seat. Anybody want to take a guess? How many have taken money in the last year from the utility companies? 114. That leaves five. Now, we called the offices of each of the five and said, we are so proud of you not taking money. Oh, wait a minute. Don't be so proud. We weren't offered. They didn't think we were going to win, so they didn't come to us. You know, just about all of them. It is 97% of the politicians in Sacramento. Now, you know, this should be patently illegal. They are voting on the very fate of these corporations. How could they possibly be allowed to take money from these corporations. Oh, so when we went up to Sacramento and we released this list, and let me tell you, you know, when I say 114 and 119, that includes Carol Migdon, that includes Kevin Shelley, that includes John Burton, who took $80,000 from these companies. Even the good guys are taking money. We can't trust anybody who takes money from these companies. They have to sever their financial relationship with them. So we said to them, we will give you 2 weeks until February 21st to give the money back or to your favorite consumer or environmental group, but sever your financial ties with these companies. And I need all of you to call your representative and say to them, this is a matter of principle. I don't care if you took $500, $1,000, $100,000, until you give that money back. We can't trust you. Because you know what happens in Sacramento, just like it happens in Washington, is compromise, 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 compromise. And even a good bill like Burton's bill, which is the bill that says we want the grid, not these stock warrants. The stock warrants are part of the Hertzberg bill, the AB 18 that Graham talked about. In the end, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be a combination of those two bills, and it's going to be stock warrants together with the grid. We say no to those stock warrants. Those stock warrants are a bailout. And we have to tell the politicians, stop taking money from these corporations and don't compromise on this one. No stock warrants, no bailout. We want a buyout and a buyout at cost, not a buyout at the inflated prices that they are now saying that their grid is worth. So there's a very, very clear distinction here. We know that the train is running in the direction of a bailout. Now, the politicians in Sacramento hate the word bailout, and they hate the word sellout. So you got to call them up and say, I don't want you to be a sellout and vote for this bailout, right? I use them both. We have to fight back, and we have to do it immediately. So some of the things that you can do, aside from this one thing of calling your representative and say, give the money back, tell them that we are going to form this citizen lobby group that is going to be swarming Sacramento in the coming weeks. And our eyes are going to be on the prize, which is anybody who votes for a bailout will not be reelected come November 2002. That's what we have to tell them. And we have to make this stick to Governor Davis like glue. This is his bailout. This is his crisis. And we will not let him be reelected in 2002 if he bails out these utility companies. He talked tough when he did the State of the State address, and he mentioned those words, eminent domain. Those are not just words. That is a reality that he has the power to use. These utility companies are saying, we might not let you buy our assets. Who the hell are they, if they are going bankrupt, to tell us what they will sell and what they will not sell? Right? You hear the CEO of Southern California Edison said, maybe we'll sell something off to you. Maybe. PG&E says, no way. We say, you have no choice. You either sell it to us at a reasonable price, or we will take them, right? Yeah. Take them. So the power that we have in this is people power, and we are starting to use it, and we're starting to use it effectively. Speaker Robert Hertzberg from Los Angeles, who is the author of this terrible bill, the AB 18, which is the stock warrants, we did the first demonstration in front of his office in Los Angeles last week, and let me tell you, they were scared to death. Because we went in there, a whole group, they always say, send two representatives. We say, no, sorry, we're all a group, a delegation. We're all going together, and 30 of us demanded to go into his office. And we got into his office, and we said, we're not leaving here until we get to speak to somebody who's making decisions about energy. And we want you to know that we consider you, Bob, Bailout Bob. And that's the word we're going to use every time we say your name, Bailout Bob Hertzberg, Bailout Bob, Bailout Bob, Bailout Bob. And it started to stick because the papers the next day in Los Angeles showed not only the people who were there with all the signs that said Bailout Bob, but they talked about people calling him Bailout Bob. This is good. This is what we have to do. Bail out Gray Davis, bail out Bob. These are all the bailout kings, and they've got to be put, that nomer has to be put on their name every time we go to talk to them. And then what we have to do, how many of you can take one day off in the next 2 to 3 weeks and go to Sacramento? All right, well, Barbara George with Women Energy Matters is organizing, or we are organizing, a citizen power group to go to Sacramento and lobby. And we will give you all very nice sashes that say citizen power, so when you walk through the halls of the Capitol, people will know who you are, you will know each other, there will be a sense of solidarity, that we are there to represent the people, because there are very few people in Sacramento now who do represent the people. So we need you to go up there. We'll organize carpools, we'll help pay the gas, we'll do whatever we have to do. We need lots of people up. You know, it's only an hour and a half away from here, if you go 80 miles an hour. So that's one thing to do. The other thing is organize, organize, organize. We had our first statewide rallies last week. We had a rally on Wednesday that was in Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. And people felt really exciting that this is going statewide now. We're having teach-ins constantly. We have another one on Sunday at the Women's Building. Tell your friends to go there at 3 o'clock. We're going to organize after that into all kinds of committees, people who want to work locally on municipal utilities, people who want to do outreach, people who want to do organizing, people who want to do lobbying. And we need more of these. We're also organizing a march on February 24th that's going to go from 16th and Mission Street past to PG&E Pay Station on 21st and Mission over to Dolores Park. We need you to join us on the 24th, and we're going to try to organize that march on the 24th to be statewide as well. We need people power. We did a great march about 2 weeks ago that went from Gray Davis's office to PG&E. We were walking down the street saying, what do we want? Public power. When do we want it now? And people like Dan Berman, who have been fighting for this for a long time, had tears in his eyes walking down Market Street, taking over Market Street, shouting, public power now. Very exciting. So this is a seminal moment right now for us to turn the tide, to take advantage of this crisis, to get the kind of municipal utility districts, to get a statewide public power authority that has the authority to run the generation system, to run the transmission system, and what the hell, let's take over the distribution as well. Let's get rid of those utility crooks. Let's put them behind bars. Let's take over the public power. Let's push for a clean, renewable, affordable energy for everybody in California, and we can do it. Thank you.